And a pleasant good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. As the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Martin Luther Knights in non-conference women's basketball play. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest with a 6-7 overall mark, while Martin Luther is 1-7 so far this season. The Dort College Defenders are coming off of a win over Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday afternoon, while Martin Luther was stumbling at the hands of Northwestern in New Ulm, Minnesota by 50-plus points. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders and Martin Luther Knights going through their pre-game warm-ups. The Dort College Defenders to my left and Martin Luther to my right. For the Martin Luther Knights, it's been a rough season thus far and a season in which they have struggled offensively. And they've also struggled with turnovers. For the Dort College Defenders, it has been an up-and-down season thus far. Three up and three down in the conference, and they look to move their record to an even 500 heading into the final week of the pre-Christmas portion of their schedule. They've got two conference games remaining this week. They will be on the road on Wednesday night against Morningside and will be back at home to face Briar Cliff to wrap up the first semester play on Saturday afternoon. I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and here is what the coach had to say. Coach Craig Steensma joins me as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Martin Luther Knights in non-conference basketball action. And Coach, a short turnaround for your team. You had a good outing on Saturday with Nebraska Wesleyan, good defensive performance. Now tonight taking on a non-conference opponent. I guess first of all, I've got to ask you, what do you know about Martin Luther at this point? How much have you been able to scout them and find out what they do?
Well, we were able to watch some video on them and know quite a bit about them, actually. Watched their game with Northwestern on Saturday. Northwestern played them on Saturday, so they have outstanding guards. They run their offense very, very well, and so you know they play a lot of zones, some 2-3, some 1-3-1. They really try. Looks like they try to slow it down and get a slow tempoed game.
What can your team do? What do you look for as advantages tonight heading into the contest?
Well, we want to try to pressure them, and we want to try to attack the basket. And I think, you know, the rebounding will be a big factor in terms of if we can get on the offensive boards and get second shots, that will help us. And, you know, if we can get it into a transition, up-tempo game, I think that will help us, too. I might be wrong, but I think if we get them in an up-tempo game, it will favor us.
What do they have for size? Where are their strengths?
They're 5'10", 5'11", three or four kids that are that size. So we'll have some size advantages, and I think our post players will have some quickness advantages as well. Their guards are awfully quick and good players, good shooters, and they might present some problems for us, so we'll have to make sure we do a great job defensively on them.
Looking at their numbers, their turnover total for the season is fairly high, well over 20 per game. Is this a team that you feel like you can pressure against, or are you going? What's your game plan going to be?
Yeah, you're exactly right. They do turn it over quite a bit, and so we need to pressure them and see if they can handle our presses and our traps and things. And so we're going to do that right from the get-go, and we'll see what happens there. You know, their guards do handle it pretty well, but their overall turnover numbers aren't good, and so we'll have to, you know, we owe it to ourselves to see if we can make our pressure work for us.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's contest and the matchup between these two teams, the Dort College Defenders. Victorious over Nebraska Wesleyan in their most recent outing. Let's take a look at that one first of all. Dort College beat Nebraska Wesleyan Saturday by a final of 67-34. They led 34-12 at halftime. Dort College held Wesleyan scoreless over the final 8:30 of the first half, limited the host to 16.1% shooting in the first half of the game. For the contest, Dort held Wesleyan to 11 of 62 from the floor, 17.7% overall. Dort College was 25 of 58 from the floor for 43.1% and forced 22 turnovers while giving up 15 turnovers. Dort College was out-rebounded 48-44. Caleb Urquhart had 17 points. Elise Marish had 12 with 6 rebounds, I should say. Micah Hulst and Kara Van Dyke each had 8 rebounds. For Martin Luther, they lost a 102-57 decision, so not quite 50 points plus. It was actually 45 points the difference. Northwestern was victorious after leading 50-15 Martin Luther made 19 of 62 shots from the floor and was 5 of 16 on three-pointers. Northwestern out rebounded Martin Luther 41-37, and the Knights were forced into 23 turnovers. Hackbarth had 23 points and 6 rebounds, and Gossin had 12. Martin Luther is 1-7 this season. They've lost 4 games in a row to start the year. Then they beat Dakota State 71-59 on December 1. Since then, they've lost another 3 in a row. The Knights were 20-8 last season and won the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference and advanced to the NCAA Division III National Tournament. Martin Luther features one senior on its roster. The Knights are averaging 56.5 points per game and allow 72.2 points per game. They get out-rebounded 43.5 to 40.1. The Knights convert 33.7% of the field goals they attempt, while opponents are making 42.8%. Martin Luther has been hampered by turnover issues with 176 through 8 games, and they have forced 149 turnovers. Hannah Hackbarth leads the team with 14.1 points per game, and she is the leading three-point threat. She's 19 of 46 so far for 41.3% success. She also averages 4.1 rebounds per game with 12 assists. Brittany Gossin is averaging 10.4 points per game while making 41.5% of her field goals. Alex Anthon and Hannah Roth have scoring averages of 8.3 and 7.4 points per game. Both are averaging 5.8 and 5.6 rebounds per contest, and Anthon shares team honors and assists with Gossin with 19 for the season. Rebecca Engelbright tops the team with 6.9 rebounds per outing. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this. Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the visitors from Martin Luther, they'll start number 4, Alex Anthon, a 5'8 sophomore from Lake Mills, Wisconsin, averaging 8.3 points per game. Number 14 is Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth is a sophomore from Lake Mills, Wisconsin, averaging 14.1 points per game. She's 5'9". Rebecca Engelbright is a 5'10 junior from Yorkville, Illinois. She is averaging 4.1 points per game. Brittany Gossin is a 5'4 junior from Hilbert, Wisconsin, averaging 10.4 points per contest. And Hannah Roth is a 5'10 junior from Watertown, Wisconsin. She is averaging 7.4 points per game. Again, for Martin Luther, it'll be Anthon, Hackbarth, Engelbright, Gossin, and Roth. And before we go any further, let's have our national anthem sung by Lydia Krakus. National anthem sung this evening by Lydia Krakus. Let's take a look then at the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders. It looks like this. Kayla Brookheis wears number 5. She's a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She is averaging 11.6 points per contest. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus is averaging 6.2 points per outing. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She is averaging 13.6 points per game. Brianna Sprunks, a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.1 points per contest. And Elise Marish will round out the starting lineup for the Dort College defender. She is a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 8.7 points per game. Again, for the defenders, it'll be Brookheis, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Sprunk, and Marish. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. He is assisted by Terry Beimers and Darren Kaiser, while the Martin Luther Knights are coached by Larry Zare, and he is assisted by Paul Holtz-Huter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rideabore is an agent, 712-737-6000. Dort College in their home white jerseys, Martin Luther in their road reds, and it's controlled by Martin Luther off the opening tap. Shot no good inside. Rebound cleared out by Anthony. Anthony with her second chance of the night, and Alex Anthony makes it a 2-0 ball game. Martin Luther in front. 2-0, our score. Dort College with a basketball. Right side pass, Brookice. Brookice, three ball on the way, off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound is cleared out by Anthony, taken back by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball out front. Van Dyke gets it over to Sprunk. Sprunk gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, Marish. Marish, lob pass down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke able to go baseline, lays it up strong, good. Kara Van Dyke with the 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have tied the score up at 2-2. 19-17 remaining in the first half. Just underway from Sioux Center. Dort College in full court defense, a full court pressure defense. As we anticipated, Coach Craig Steensma said they were going to give it a try and see how it worked out. Martin Luther with the basketball. They pass over to Anthony. Anthony, lob pass down the middle, taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk gives it over to Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Skelhaus goes upside Brookice. Brookice, lob pass down low, Marish. Marish feeds it right side back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Layup good for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke makes it a 4-2 ball game. Two unanswered buckets by the defenders, and the Dort College defenders coming back the other way. Tipped away from behind by Brookice. Here comes Dort College racing the other way as Brookice with the steal. Brookice stops on the left wing, gives it right side, Skelhaus. Long three-pointer, drop it through, Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the three-point basket. Dort College has scored 7 unanswered. Martin Luther got the first bucket of the day. Dort College has responded with 3 buckets of their own. Martin Luther basketball bringing it up is Hackbarth. Hackbarth in between the circles out front. She passes to the left side. Shot on the way from the perimeter, no good. And Kayla Brookice has whistled for the personal foul. Going to the free throw line to shoot 2 will be Brittany Gosson. Gosson averaging 10.4 points per contest. So Gosson will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Second free throw on the way is up and good. So making the second free throw is Gosson. She's 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. Dort College leads 7-3. 7-3, our score. Pass comes out front to Brookice. Brookice reverses it back over to Sprunk. Sprunk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Down to the baseline it goes. Shot no good on the baseline by Sprunk, but she's fouled on the play, and Brianna Sprunk will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair of free throws. So Sprunk to shoot a pair. Free throw on the way is up and good by Sprunk. Foul is called on Alex Anthony, her first. Sprunk is a 66% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Another free throw on the way, and this one's up and good as well for Brianna Sprunk and the Dort College defenders on a 9-3 lead. 9-3 our score, Dort College in front. Martin Luther with the basketball in the backcourt. Ball's down on the floor, tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Martin Luther and Hannah Hackbarth. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Dort College leads it 9-3. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Martin Luther struggling with the Dort College defense early on. Dort College leads it 9-3. They got the ball back on the turnover. Martin Luther used a timeout. Van Dyke with the basketball. She goes right side over to Spronk. Spronk back over to Van Dyke on the give and go. And Van Dyke on the receiving end of the assist from Spronk. Spronk the leading assist producer for the Dort College defenders. Puts the defenders up 11-3. Dort College on an 11-1 run after Martin Luther scored the first points of the basketball game. Martin Luther over the basketball. Driving on her way in is Gossin. Gossin gives it up to Hackbarth. Hackbarth in the lane lost it. It's taken away by Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College coming back the other way. Skelhaus over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis down to the baseline. Nothing there. Brookhuis lost the handle on it. Picks it back up on the wing. Reverses it to Spronk. Spronk underneath for Van Dyke. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. 16:51 left to play in this first half. Dort College 11, Martin Luther 3. Dort College trying for their seventh win of the season. Pass comes into Spronk. Spronk on the dribble. Nothing there. Back over to Marsh. Marsh, baseline jumper in and out. No good from 12 feet on the right side. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther and Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the basketball. She's got it in between the circles. She goes left side over to Anthon. Anthon over the basketball. Anthon gives it up underneath Roth. Roth, shot, no good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the front court. Skelhaus with the basketball on the right side, comes back over to Van Dyke, looks to reverse it, now comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus has to race for it, and it's taken away by Martin Luther. Steal by the Knights, and the layup by Alex Anthon. Anthon with 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 11-5. 11-5, our score coming back the other way. Brookhuis all the way down to the baseline. Cut off there, gets it back over to Marsh. Marsh, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Brookhuis. Brookhuis, three-pointer, good. Three-point basket for Kayla Brookhuis, and the Dort College defenders lead 14-5. 15:55 left to play in the first half, and Martin Luther throws it away in the backcourt. Skelhaus will check out. Brookhuis will check out. Bone checks in. Jelsma checks in. Marsh now checking out as well, and Emily Newman will check in. Throwing the ball in on the sideline near the baseline will be Van Dyke on the offensive end for Dort College, deep in the corner in front of the Martin Luther bench. Pass goes right side Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes back over to Bone. Bone back to Newman. Newman on the right wing. Newman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Newman. Newman puts it on the floor down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Martin Luther. Foul charge to Martin Luther's Leah Nass. Nass called for the personal foul. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jelsma to trigger it in. Gets it into Bone. Bone thought about the three. Instead comes back out front. Newman. Newman gives it up left wing over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Cut off. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side. It goes Bone. Bone, Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Refuses to shoot the three. Goes instead over to Jelsma on the right wing. Jelsma over the basketball, back to Newman. Newman looking down low for Spronk. Dort College passing on the perimeter, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Jelsma. Jelsma penetrating into the lane, double teamed, and a charging foul called on Jessica Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma whistled for the charge. Michael Holst will check in. Brianna Spronk will check out. So Hulst will guard the inbounds pass. Hulst gets it inbounded. With the basketball in the backcourt is Gossin. Gossin with the ball. Gossin able to get around the pressure. Gets it to Anthon. Anthon on the right side back to Gossin. Gossin puts it on the floor hard to the basket. Foul's called before the shot. Brittany Gossin fouled on the play by Danelle Bone. And Danelle Bone will pick up her first personal in the process. Martin Luther will inbound the basketball. Alex Anthon throws it in and throws it at the feet of a Dort College player. Now we're going to have a conference between the two officials to make sure. It was last touched by Martin Luther. So the Martin Luther Knights inbound the basketball and they get it inbounded to Roth. Roth with the two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 14-7. Right side it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke, right side, Bone. Bone to deep in the corner to Holst. Holst with the left hand, flips it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Willems. Willems with the rebound. She gives it away to Gossin. Gossin into the front court, picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Goes instead over to Anthon. Anthon, Gossin. Gossin, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming up with it is Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball, gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma straight up the floor with it. Goes right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Bone. Bone right side, Newman. Newman down to the baseline, cut off, fires it back out and turns it over. Ball's turned over by the Dort College defenders. So Dort College turns it over. 14-7 our score. Dort College is up by 7. 14-11 left to play in the first half. So new players checking in. Jamie Cook checked into the ballgame for Dort College. Martin Luther with the basketball. Bringing it up is Gossin. Gossin to Hackbarth. Hackbarth on the left elbow. Back to Gossin. Gossin gives it up. Nass. Nass with it. Nass goes back over to Engelbright. Engelbright into the lane. Her leaner, no good. Rebound controlled by Michael Holst. Holst with the outlet pass over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma in between the circles out front. Right side, Newman. Newman beyond the three-point line on the right wing. They look high post to Cook. Jelsma goes airborne, loses it, and it's taken away by Martin Luther. Poked away from behind by Bowen. Here comes Dort College. Jamie Cook has the dribble, and she'll keep it herself into the front court. Goes left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Newman. Newman to Bowen. Bowen down to the baseline. Bowen puts up the jumper. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the basketball. This Martin Luther team, not a deep squad. 10 players listed on their roster to start with, and I believe they traveled with just 9 tonight. So this pace not to their favor. Holst with the rebound. She outlets over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. 12:50 and counting. Right side it goes Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the wing. Jessica Jelsma puts it on the floor to the top of the key. Nothing there. Left side Bone. Bone looking down low for Holst. Goes to Cook. Cook reverses right side Newman. Newman at the free throw line. Back over to Cook. Cook with the left hand. No good. And the rebound taken away by Martin Luther. Johanna Cross into the front court. This is Hackbarth now. Hackbarth cut off on the play. Back out front it comes to Gossin. Gossin with the basketball. Gossin gives it up to Nass. Nass pass through the lane. It's taken by Martin Luther. Shot no good. Wide open shot that time by Engelbright, unable to knock it down, and here comes Dort College back the other way. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma drives in, kick it out, Newman. Newman left corner. She penetrates, nothing there. Newman back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball, 11:59 left to go in the half. Three-pointer on the way by Bone is good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Dort College up by double digits at 17-7. Biggest lead of the ball game for Dort College at 10. Previously, their largest lead was 9. Left side with it is Engelbright. I beg your pardon, that's Hackbarth. Hackbarth pushing her way in against Newman. Stops inside the lane. Gives it up Gossin. Gossin shot no good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Racehorse basketball right now. Not much stoppage in play. And we have a travel called on Jamie Cook. Travel violation on the defenders. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Brianna Spronk checking into the ballgame. Micah Holst will check out. New players as well for Dort. More new players for Dort College. Here's the Dort College lineup. Van Dyke, Spronk, Skelhaas, Bone, and Brookice. Hannah Hackbarth with a basketball. She passes right side Colpin. Colpin with it to Alex Anthon. Anthon to Hackbarth. Hackbarth with it at the free throw line. Retreats back to the perimeter. Goes back down low to Cross. Cross, three-pointer on the way. No good by Hannah Hackbarth. Misses everything on the three-point attempt. And the Dort College lead is 17-7 as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Ball inbounded to Skelhaas. She's being guarded closely by Sarah Colpin. Right up the sideline with it is Skelhaas. Reverses it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes short corner. Brookice. Brookice penetrates. Dumps it off for Spronk. Spronk layup good. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 19-7. Martin Luther basketball in the backcourt. The Knights bringing it up. This is Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth, left side back over to Colpin. Colpin to Anthon. Anthon with the basketball. She drives left side, picks up her dribble. Comes right back over to Engelbright. Engelbright, off-balance shot, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose down low and picked up by Sprunk. Dort College off and running. They've got the numbers. Skelhaus quickly up the floor, left side. Bone, Bone, three, rainbow, good. Danelle Bone with her second three, and the Dort College lead is 22-7, 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Martin Luther back the other way. Colpin. Colpin gives it up. Shot in the lane. No good by Johanna Cross. Dort College coming back the other way. Brooke Ice splits the defense. Drives in. Lost it. Gets it back over to Sprock. Sprock to Bone. Bone to Sprock. Sprock, Bone, left side, Skelhaus. 2-3 zone applied by Martin Luther. Shot no good that time by Bone. Rebound, Skelhaus. It came out long. Long shot, long rebound. Dort College tries to feed it inside to Sprunk. It's taken away by Martin Luther. Knights off and running with it, and the loose ball taken away by Sprunk. Turnover by the Knights. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, nothing there. Tries to shovel it back outside to Sprunk, and it's taken away. Here comes Martin Luther back the other way. Martin Luther with the basketball. Comes back right side to Hackbarth. Hackbarth to Engelbright. Engelbright, her pass deflected, picked up by Dort College. Brookice with a steal, racing the other way, and it's stripped away by Alex Anthon. Anthon able to take the ball away. Dort College with a 22-7 lead, 8:53 left to play in the first half. Elise Marish will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Danelle Bone. Inbounding the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the corner. Sprunk. Sprunk with the ball. Sprunk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side. Skelhaus. Skelhaus. Three-pointer. No good. Off the rim. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Marish. Marish to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Back over to Brookice. Brookice hesitates. Drives in with the left hand. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Leonas. Dort College going with their three players of Marish, Van Dyke, and Sprunk on the floor together right now. Layup through the lane, that's Alex Anthon. Anthon got free for the two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 22-9. 8:20 left to play in the half. A foul called on the trap. Foul's going to go on Leonas, her second. Team foul number three. Three fouls on the Dort College defenders as well. Ball is inbounded. And working with it is Skelhaus into the corner. Marish. Marish to Sprunk. Sprunk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke tied up on the play. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets it triggered in. Goes down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline. Back outside Marish. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Goes down to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turnaround on the block. No good from the left side. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. It's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders, they say. It will be Martin Luther basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Martin Luther with the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing the ball up will be Leonas, taken away by Brookice, and another turnover. Brookice with the basketball at the top of the key. She feeds it off to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, back around the horn they go to Sprunk. Sprunk with the ball. Sprunk in traffic, throws it up off of the glass, goes up after it herself, and she's called for a foul. Right. 22-9, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Martin Luther with the basketball. They work it over to Hannah Roth. Roth with the basketball. Roth feeds it down low. Martin Luther on the baseline, and it's Hannah Roth. Unable to maintain possession of the basketball. Turnover gives the ball back to the defenders. Coming up with it is Skelhas. Skelhas with it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. No. Decides to use her left hand. Goes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it right side back over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice comes back right side. Gets the return pass to Marish on the right elbow. Fakes. Goes right around the defensive player. And Elise Marish has the lay-in. And the Dort College lead is 24-9. 24-9 our score. Dort College in front. 6:45 left to play in the first half. On the right side with it is Anthon. Anthon with the basketball. Anthon gives it up to Nass. Nass picks up her dribble. Comes back into the corner to Roth. Roth underneath. Shot is good. Two-point basket for Sarah Willems. And she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So free throws on the way for the Martin Luther post player, Willems. Willems, averaging 2.9 points per game, made the shot from the floor and now makes the free throw. She's got 3 points, and the defender lead is 24-12. Van Dyke with the basketball in between the circles. She goes left side over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Comes back out front to Skelhas. Skelhas looking down low, dumps it to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Comes over to Newman. Newman tests the waters down to the baseline. Spin move, puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. And Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Newman, 4 of 12 from the free throw line this season. She made a pair on Saturday. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at hiltrealestate.com. One of two free throws for Newman. She makes the first. She misses the second. Martin Luther with the basketball. Brittany Gosson with it, and they throw it away. So Martin Luther throws the ball away. Inbounding the basketball will be Van Dyke with 5:57 left to play in the first half. Jelsma picks up her dribble. She goes back out front to Van Dyke. Martin Luther in a 1-3-1 zone. They get it to Holst. Holst kicks it back outside. Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma looking to pass to Bone, and she travels with it. So Jelsma whistled for the travel violation. And the Dort College defenders will play defense, leading 25-12. 25-12, Dort College in front. Martin Luther with the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing the ball up is Hackbarth. Hackbarth on the right wing, and she tries to pass it through Van Dyke, who kicks the ball. 16 seconds on the shot clock. 5:27 on the game clock. Dort College leading by a baker's dozen. Martin Luther to throw the ball in. Hannah Hackbarth to trigger it. She gets it inbounded to Sarah Colpin. Colpin with the basketball. Colpin on the right wing with it, guarded there by Newman. Newman swiping at it a couple of times. They pick up the dribble now. And Martin Luther in danger of a shot clock violation. And there is a shot clock violation. With 5:11 left, Martin Luther turns it over. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. They drop it off inside to Jelsma. Jelsma unable to make the short shot. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back after it was tapped out of bounds by Martin Luther. 4:55 left to play in the first half. Dort College leading 25-12. Ball inbounded to Holst. Holst with it. And Holst travels with the basketball. Travel violation called on the defenders. Dort College will set up their full court pressure defense again. Ball is inbounded to Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth quickly up the floor with it. She goes right side. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away to Bone. Bone with the basketball. She hands it back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke doesn't want it. She gives it right back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline. Her shot no good, and a foul over the top called on Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal foul, and for Micah, that's foul number one. Fast-moving first half of play. 4:31 left to go in the first half. Martin Luther will inbound the basketball. Hackbarth is taken away by Bone. Bone with the steal, taken right back, though, by Martin Luther in the backcourt. That's Gossin. Gossin with the basketball. Gossin hands it back over to Hackbarth. Hackbarth will bring it across half court. Hackbarth pass right side to Colpin. Colpin to Gossin. Gossin out front. She goes right side to Crass. Crass with the basketball. Swing it back to the wing. A three-point shot is up and good for Englebright. 25-15. Dort College by 10. Into the corner, Bone. Bone trying to throw it underneath the Hulst, and Hulst can't handle it. Nearly wholesale changes for the defenders here. On the floor for the defenders now will be Spronk, Brookheis, Skelhaas, Van Dyke, and Marish. Ball is inbounded to Anthon. Anthon with it in the backcourt, and she's tied up by Brookheis, but Brookheis is going to be called for the foul. Foul called on Brookheis. That's team foul number 7 on the defenders. Foul number 2 on Brookheis. And Martin Luther will walk the other way and shoot free throws with Alex Anthon. Shooting two. I beg your pardon, a 1-1. It's just team foul number 7 on the defenders, so the 1-1 opportunity. It's up and good. Anthon makes the first one. She's got another one coming. As a team, Martin Luther is 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And goes to 3-for-5, but an offensive rebound by Englebright. 25-16, Martin Luther down by 9. 3:38 left to play in the first half. Martin Luther over the basketball. Dort College has struggled against the zone put on by Martin Luther the last few minutes. Quickly up the floor over the basketball is Skelhaas. Skelhaas goes over to Brookheis. Brookheis, Skelhaas. Skelhaas, three-pointer on the way is good. Skelhaas with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 28-16. 3:14 and counting, first half. Quickly up the floor with it on the right side is Hackbarth. Hackbarth gets to the half-court stripe, doesn't like what she sees, retreats into the backcourt. Martin Luther basketball, right side Anthon. Anthon, three, good. Alex Anthon with the three-point basket. She's got 10, and the Dort College lead is 9 again at 28-19. The two teams trading three-point baskets, and Brookheis, beg your pardon, Sprunk throws it away, intended for Marish. With 2:47 left to go in the first half, Martin Luther trails by 9 with a basketball. Gossin gets it ahead to Anton. Anton with a basketball. Anton comes back over to Hackbarth. Hackbarth, around the horn they go. Gossin. Gossin fires it into the lane. Not much there to work with for Crass, and Crass is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Elise Marish. For Marish, that is foul number 1 with 2:33 remaining in this contest. That's in the first half, beg your pardon. 1-1 opportunity here for Crass. Her first one is good. She's got another one coming. 2:33 left to play, first half, 28-20. Martin Luther has fought back after getting down by as many as 15 at 24-9. Second free throw, not good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the corner, Brookheis. Brookheis casts up a three, no good. Rebound tipped by Spront. Ball's loose, down to the baseline, and it's thrown off of a Dort College player. Out of bounds, it'll be Martin Luther basketball. 28-20. Dort College leading by 8. But Martin Luther threatening to close the gap further. Martin Luther proceeds to throw the ball away in the backcourt. That was Alex Anton inbounding the basketball. Turns it over, and the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. Throwing it in will be Skelhas. Skelhas looking, gets it into the corner. Brookice. Brookice underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic underneath. Shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Martin Luther. Alex Anton brings it up. Anton goes right side, Hackbarth. Hackbarth with it out front. Hackbarth working with it, dumps it underneath, and it's controlled by Dort College. Dort College with the steal, Van Dyke. Long pass into the front court, Spronk. Spronk with the ball. She comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath, back outside. It goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot from three, no good. And the rebound is tipped and out of bounds. That'll be a foul on Brookice. And Kayla Brookice has just picked up her third personal foul. Martin Luther is going to shoot free throws on the other end. Danelle Bone will check into the contest. 1:38 left to play in the half. Dort College 28, Martin Luther 20. Free throw is up by Engelbright. It's good. She's got another one coming. This will be the last one-and-one opportunity for Martin Luther this half. Since it was 24-9, Martin Luther has outscored Dort College 13-4 and have turned a 15-point deficit into a 6-point deficit. 28-22 our score. Dort College uses a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. With the basketball, bringing it up is Skelhas. Skelhas across the timeline. Comes over to Cook. Martin Luther trying to amp up the defensive pressure. Tried for a trap at half court, unable to do so. Back out front, Skelhas. Skelhas, three right wing, from the left wing, no good. Rebound saved in by Cook, but it's controlled by Martin Luther. Long pass into the front court. Here comes Martin Luther driving with it. The looping shot, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Engelbright. Martin Luther with the basketball into the corner. Three-pointer is good. Hannah Hackbarth with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 28-25. Into the corner is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke putting it, well, trying to put it off to Spronk. It's tipped and controlled by Martin Luther. Hannah Hackbarth with the basketball. 40 seconds remaining in the half. Bringing the ball with the left hand is Gossin. Gossin goes into the corner. Three-pointer for the tie. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke left side. Spronk. Spronk puts it up. Short jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Martin Luther. And Martin Luther can hold for the final shot of the half. Bringing it up is Brittany Gossin. Gossin with the ball. Gossin guarded there by Spronk. She passes left side Engelbright. Engelbright directing traffic. 3 seconds left. She throws it up off of the glass. No good. Rebound. Put back. No good by Anton. And that's the end of the half. Our score. Dort College 28. Martin Luther 25. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, it appears we took a power bump while we were away at halftime at the DeWitt Gymnasium and trying to get connected back with things back at the KDCR studios, taking just a little bit to get powered back on. We can tell you about the halftime numbers. Dort College 10 of 26 from the floor, 38.5%, 5 of 11 on three-pointers, 3 of 4 on free throws. That figures out to 75%. Martin Luther, 8 for 24 from the floor, 33.3%, 3 for 6 on three-pointers, 50%, 6 of 9 on free throws for 66.7%. Martin Luther out-rebounds Dort College in the first half, 19 to 16. Turnovers, Martin Luther 16, Dort College 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more for you from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, we took a power bump, and we lost about half of the lights. And it looks like most of them have come back on. Also, our webcast, we lost it for a moment, but I believe we're back up and running now as we would normally be. Let's take a look at the numbers from the first half. We gave you the total numbers. Here are the individuals. Jasmine Skelhaus, Kira Van Dyke, and Danelle Bowen all have 6 points apiece. 4 points for Brianna Sprong, 3 for Kayla Brookice, 2 for Elise Marish, 1 for Emily Newman, for Dort's total of 28. For Martin Luther, Alex Anton has 10 points, 5 points for Rebecca Engelbright, 3 for Hannah Hackbarth, 2 for Hannah Roth, 3 for Sarah Willems, 1 for Johanna Cross, and 1 for Brittany Gosson, for their total of 25. 5 rebounds for Kara Van Dyke, 3 for Micah Holst. For Martin Luther, 5 rebounds for Rebecca Engelbright, 4 for Alex Anton, 2 for Hannah Hackbarth, and 2 for Johanna Crass. Assists, Alex Anton has 2 for Martin Luther. Kayla Brookice and Brianna Spronk have 2 assists each for the defenders. Kayla Brookice also with 4 steals. Kara Van Dyke and Danelle Bowen have 2 steals each. Martin Luther, Alex Anton, Hannah Hackbarth, and Sarah Colpin have 2 steals each. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Martin Luther, 28-25. It'll be Martin Luther basketball as we start the second half. Pass goes left side over to Alex Anton. Anton with the basketball, dumps it off underneath. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke with the rebound. Here comes Dort College, leading 28-25. Dort College is led by as many as 15 this evening, and their lead is as small as it has been since the early going. Brookice with the basketball on the wing. Martin Luther in a 1-3-1 zone. Pass goes left side, Brookice. Brookice throws it away. It was intended in the corner for Van Dyke. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Thrown a little too far up the sideline by Dort College and Brookice, and the defenders turn it over. Here comes Martin Luther. Racing up the floor is Alex Anton. Anton goes left side over to Hackbarth. Hackbarth, 3 off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Gets it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor, goes right side. Gets it away underneath to Marish. Marish puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Martin Luther. And the foul is charged to Alex Anton. Anton whistled for her second personal foul. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by the defenders is up and good. 29-25, Dort College in front. Another free throw on the way. Let's see if they can push the lead up to 5, and they can't. It stays at 29-25, Dort College by 4. 19 minutes left to play in regulation. Martin Luther up the floor with it is Hackbarth. Hackbarth guarded there by Spronk, and she's going to be called for traveling. She carried the basketball. That turnover forced by Brianna Spronk. Dort College has the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing it in will be Van Dyke. She gives it to Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor with it. Right side, Brookice. Brookice into the corner, Marish. Marish with the ball to the short corner, Sprunk. Sprunk back outside, Brookice. Brookice into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke steps up. She'll put up a three. Missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds and saved in by Brookice off of a Martin Luther player. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back with a chance to expand the four-point lead. Throwing it in is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets it into Sprunk. Sprunk with the ball. Underneath Marish. Marish shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball back over to Brookice. Brookice, Sprunk. Sprunk underneath Marish. Marish kick out pass to Skelhaus. Skelhaus three. Good. Jasmine Skelhaus with 9 points. And the defenders lead 32-25. Coming back the other way quickly is Hackbarth. Hackbarth shot in the lane, blocked by Marish, but there to clean it up and get the two-point basket is Rebecca Engelbright. Engelbright with 6 points. Dort College leads 32-27. In the backcourt with it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus's pass is tipped. It's still loose, picked up by Brookice. And we've got a kick called on the Dort College, I beg your pardon, on Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. They get it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookice. Brookice with the ball into the corner. Sprunk. Sprunk underneath Marish. Marish turnaround. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the basketball. Hackbarth goes left side over to Gossin. Gossin back out front. Hackbarth. Hackbarth three. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. She's going to race up the floor anyhow. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Martin Luther and Alex Anton. Anton whistled for her third personal. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. New player checking in for Martin Luther is Sarah Willems. Checking out is Hannah Roth. Throwing the ball in is Sprunk. Sprunk looking. Gets it in. Now gets the return pass on the short corner. She'll put up the 10-footer. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Martin Luther. So the Knights come back the other way with the basketball. Working her way up the floor is Gossin. Gossin goes into the corner to Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the basketball. Right wing to Gossin. Gossin with the ball. Gossin looking. Feeds it off to Engelbright. Engelbright shot blocked from behind by Marish. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College. Coming up the floor with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Sprunk. Sprunk to Skelhaus. Skelhaus left side it goes to Brookice. Brookice travels with it as she comes to a stop in the lane. And the turnover gives the basketball back to Martin Luther. 16:51 left to play in this ball game. Dort College 32, Martin Luther 27. Steal in the backcourt by Van Dyke. Brookice straight on three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket by Kayla Brookice. And the Dort College lead is 8 at 35-27. Martin Luther with the basketball in the backcourt. Dort College with the press. And the trap results in Martin Luther exhausting a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Knights. Back with more after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Racing the other way, Martin Luther with the basketball. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound controlled by the Knights. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Right side pass comes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus shot no good. And the rebound controlled by Brittany Gossin. Gossin with the basketball. Gossin walks it up the floor. And we have steps called in the backcourt on Martin Luther, and Dort College will have the basketball back. So Dort College gets the ball back. 16:01 remaining in this first half, in this ball game now. Dort College with the ball, pass goes offside over to Sprunk. Sprunk on the left wing. She comes back over to Brookice. Brookice three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. 35-27, Dort College trailing. So Martin Luther has the basketball. Alex Anton to throw it in. Anton triggering it. Gets it into Brittany Gosson. Gosson with it in the backcourt. Gosson being hassled. She passes it over to Leah Nass. Nass for the basketball. Nass comes back to the top of the key to Gosson. Gosson with the ball. Gosson has it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble, looking. Passes, well, still looking to pass. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Martin Luther with the basketball. This is Gosson. She'll drive to the free throw line, and we've got a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. I believe it's going to go on Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst has whistled for the personal, her third. 35-27, Dort College by 8. So Brittany Gosson to the free throw line. Free throw is up. No good. Gosson 1-for-2 from the free throw line this evening. She's got another one coming. 35-27, Dort College leading by 8. First half has not started sharply for either team. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Danelle Bone. So Bone with the rebound. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives it up left side. Gets the return pass. Bounces it down low to Hulst. Hulst to Cook. Cook to underneath to Hulst. Hulst misses 2 shots. And the rebound is controlled by Martin Luther. Knight's coming back the other way. Gosson. Gosson gives it up to Anton. Anton with the basketball. Anton on the right elbow. Picks up her dribble. Puts the shot up. It's blocked by Hulst, but Cook is unable to chase it down. And Martin Luther will have the basketball back. Inbounding the basketball is Alex Anton. Anton gives to Engelbright. Engelbright. Around the horn they go, back outside to Nass. Nass picks up her dribble. 17-footer misses everything. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. 35-27 our score. Well, we apologize for any technical difficulties resulting from that power bump that we took right at halftime. And looks like audio is back on our webcast as well. It wasn't there for a while. Still working some of the kinks out. I think we've got it all squared away now, though. Skelhaas goes high post over to Cook. Cook, left side it comes to Bone. Bone, three, good. Danelle Bone with 3 threes, and the Dort College defenders have built their lead back to double digits at 38-27. Martin Luther with the basketball. Alex Anton. Anton will drive in, dumps it off. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball, here come the defenders. Right side to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone drops it off inside for Cook. Cook's pass deflected to Newman. Newman's shot hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Ball's loose down on the floor, and the jump ball alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball. Emily Newman will throw it in. A fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. Dort College has outscored Martin Luther 10-2 to start the second half. Dort College leading by 11. They've led by as many as 15 tonight. Skelhaas for the basketball. Newman. Newman to Bone. Bone on the left wing. Underneath, intended for Hulst. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Emily Newman. Newman to trigger it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes in. Three-pointer from the corner. No good by Bone. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the rebound, with the miss underneath. Leah Nass comes away with it. Newman went up for the rebound, but Nass came down with it for Martin Luther. Knights have the basketball in the backcourt. Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the ball, gives it up to Nass. Back to Hackbarth. Hackbarth drops it down low for Cross. Cross underneath, shot too strong, no good. Ball shot is blocked. Dort College comes away with it. Here come the defenders. Danelle Bone quickly up the floor to Newman. Newman deep right corner underneath Jamie Cook, and Cook has called for traveling. 13 minutes remaining. in the game. Dort College 38, Martin Luther 27. Martin Luther scored the first 2 points. Well, they didn't score the first 2 points. They cut it down to 32-27. They've been outscored here in the second half. They've scored just 2 points through the first 7 minutes or so of the second half. Jelsma gets it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Jelsma. Jelsma at the free throw line. Right side it goes Marish. Marish, baseline jumper is good. Elise Marish with the 2-point basket. Dort College leads 40-27. Quickly up the floor. Martin Luther, off-balance shot, no good. From the post player, Johanna Cross. Dort College comes back the other way. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma, left side, Bone. Bone back to Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up to Spronk. Spronk will drive in, puts it up, forces the issue, and she's fouled on the play. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Spronk will shoot a pair. 40-27 Dort College, now 41-27. Spronk with 5 points. And another free throw on the way for the defenders. Brianna Spronk is a 66% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Brianna Spronk with 6 points. And the defenders match their biggest lead of the ballgame at 15, 42-27. Martin Luther with the basketball on the front court. They get it over to Roth. A two-point shot by Engelbright. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma wants to push the issue. Jelsma into the front court. Kicks it over to Bone. Bone reverses to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Spronk. Spronk on the wing. Cross-court pass taken by Bone. Bone back over to Jelsma. Jelsma's pass is tipped. Controlled by Marish. Marish layup good. Elise Marish now with 7 points. And the defenders lead 44-27. Spronk taps it away in the backcourt. It's out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With the basketball, bringing it up is Hannah Hackbarth, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Caravan Dyke. It'll be Martin Luther basketball on the sideline. On the floor for the defenders right now, Marish, Jelsma, Van Dyke, Bone, and Spronk. Martin Luther has the basketball. They're bringing it up. 14 on the shot clock as they cross half court. Gosson on the left wing, guarded by Bone. Reverses it back to the top of the key. Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the basketball. Hackbarth, two to shoot. Driving in, and a shot clock violation. It'll be Dort College basketball. Shot clock violation on the Knights as they're unable to get the shot off. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Comes back to Brookice. Brookice into the corner. Nothing there. Goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the top of the key. Left side it goes Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Brianna trying to dribble in the corner and dribbles it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther with the basketball in the backcourt. Hackbarth, that is. Hackbarth passes it. Gets the return pass. She's got it on the left side. Three-pointer on the way by Hackbarth is good. Her second of the night, 44-30. Dort College by 14. 10:35 and counting. Ball game. Left side is Marish, and we've got a foul called on the pass by Brookice. Foul's going to go against Brittany Gosson. Gosson whistled for the personal. Inbounding the basketball will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma looking. Backdoor cut, Brookice. Brookice on the left wing. Nothing there. She's cut off. Gets it underneath to a wide-open Elise Marish. Marish with the two-point basket. Elise Marish with 9 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 46-30 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Jasmine Skelhaus will check into the game for the defenders. Checking out is Jessica Jelsma. Checking in for Martin Luther is Leah Nass. Checking out is Sarah Colpin. So Leah Nass will inbound the basketball. Martin Luther limited to 30 points thus far. Ball taken away by the defender, Spronk. Layup by Skelhaas with the steal was Spronk. She gets the assist. Skelhaas gets the bucket. She's got 11. Now a steal again by Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot no good, but a foul called on the rebound on Kara Van Dyke. 48-30, Dort College by 18. 10:02 remaining in the second half. Martin Luther will inbound the basketball. They get it thrown in. So Gosson in the backcourt. Gosson to Hackbarth. Hackbarth picks up her dribble. Comes back to Gosson. Gosson at half court. Behind the back dribble. Gets it left side over to Engelbright. Engelbright shot no good. Rebound taken away, Hackbarth. Hackbarth three, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas at the free throw line. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot from 15, no good on the left elbow. Controlled by the defender. Skelhaas, Skelhaas, Van Dyke, Van Dyke. Right corner, 15 feet out. Comes back to Skelhaas, 20 to shoot for the defenders. Marish drives in. She's fouled. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Elise Marish with 9 points this evening. Jasmine Skelhaas has game honors right now with 11. Free throw by Marish, no good. She's got another one coming. Marish is a 76% free throw shooter coming into the game. So another free throw coming here for Marish. This one's up and in and out, no good. 48-30, Dort College by 18. Martin Luther basketball, bringing it up is Gosson. Gosson with it on the left side. She goes over to Anton. Anton feeds it underneath. Layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice drops it off for Marish. Marish in traffic. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up and down. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 50-30. Left side pass. Martin Luther, feed it down low to Willems. Willems to Engelbright. Engelbright called for steps. 8:40 left to go in regulation. Dort College 50, Martin Luther 30. Left side, it goes Brookice. Brookice gives it up, now gets the return pass. Brookice comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, right side, Bone, Bone. Goes over to Brookice. Brookice underneath Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman picks up her dribble, posting up Marish. Marish drop step, shot no good. Blocked partially by Engelbright. Rebound taken away by Willems. Comes over to Leah Nass. Nass into the front court. 8:10 remaining in regulation. Nass with the basketball. She'll drive the lane, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Dort College. And Danelle Bone, I believe. Bone whistled for her second personal. 8:05 left to go. Dort College has outscored Martin Luther. 22-5 to open the second half. 8:04 left to play in the half. Underneath, Willems with the offensive rebound off of the missed shot by Engelbright, and Willems will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She is fouled in the act of shooting by Kara Van Dyke. So Kara Van Dyke whistled for her third personal. Free throws on the way for Willems. Willems is a 56% free throw shooter coming into the game. First free throw is up and through. 4 points for Willems off of the bench, averaging 2.9 points per game. A second free throw on the way for Willems. Right-handed free throw is up, and that one's short, no good. Rebound controlled by Bone. Dort College leads 50-31. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaas. Right side, Bowen. Bowen back to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, around the horn they go. Left side, Newman. Newman gives it up to Bowen. Bowen underneath for Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Bowen. Bowen to Newman. Newman drops it off inside for Spronk, and we've got a blocking foul called on Willems. Willems whistled for her first personal. 7:41 left to play. Inbounding the basketball. They get it into Bowen. Bowen to Spronk. Spronk, left side it goes. Comes back over to Spronk on the left elbow. Now to Newman. Newman, three-pointer from the corner off the mark. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Willems for Martin Luther. Pass into the front court, Leah Nass, and she's going to be called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College with 7:23 remaining. Dort College trying to even the record at 7-7 for the season, heading into two games later this week against Morningside and Briarcliff. Donnell Bowen passes into the corner, Newman. Newman with it on the right wing. Newman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Bowen. Bowen left side, it goes Skelhaas. Skelhaas at the free throw line, tries to pass it off, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Donnell Bowen. 7:05 left to go in regulation. Dort College 50, Martin Luther 31. Martin Luther uses a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 50-31 after a timeout charged to Martin Luther. Shot in the lane on the other end by Alex Anton, and Anton makes it a 17-point ball game. She's got a dozen. 50-33, Dort College in front. In the backcourt with it is Skelhaas. Skelhaas over to Bowen. Bowen with the ball, gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman comes back over, left side, three, no good by Skelhaas. Rebound, fought for, and a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders and Brianna Spronk. That's foul number five on Dort College. Brianna Spronk whistled for her second personal. Bringing it up the floor is Hannah Hackbarth. Hannah Hackbarth with the basketball. She has it stolen away. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Spronk. Spronk puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. She'll reset the offense. With it on the right side is Bowen. Bowen to Skelhaas. She'll put up a three. Rims it no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Bowen. Bowen ball fake down to the baseline. Nothing there. 5:59 left to play in the game. Bowen back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas around the horn they go. Left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke testing the waters. Cut off, and it's taken away by Martin Luther. Coming up with it is Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth goes left side, goes Gosson. Gosson into Engelbright. Engelbright, hook shot is good. 8 points for Engelbright, and the Dort College lead is 15 at 50-35. 5:29 left to play in regulation. Skelhaas with the basketball, and she's trapped, and Dort College will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Martin Luther 50-35. 5:22 left to play in regulation. Dort College by 15. With the basketball is Brookice. Brookice tries to pass it into the lane, and it's tipped and controlled by Martin Luther. No, it's tapped out of bounds now by the Knights. Hannah Hackbarth unable to hang on to it. And inbounding the basketball now will be Spronk. Spronk gets it to Marsh. Marsh, baseline jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball back over to Spronk. 5:05 remaining. She comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer, no good. Rebound on the weak side, taken away by Marsh. Marsh to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, and she's tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Martin Luther basketball, 4:55 remaining. Martin Luther with it in the backcourt. Alex Anton. Anton will bring it up. Anton dribbles it off to Johanna Cross. Shot in the lane is good. Hannah Roth with the two-point basket. North College leads 50-37. Martin Luther has now scored 7 points in a row after North College had built the lead to 50-30. Sprock with the basketball, and now it's down on the floor, and a jump ball called, or is it a foul? It's going to be called on Sprock on the foul. It's foul number three on Sprock, so Martin Luther trying to narrow the gap, and they have done so. They've got it down to 13. So Martin Luther has the basketball with a chance to cut into the 13-point lead. On the right side with it is Gossin. Gossin picks up her dribble. It's taken back by Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Gossin. And for Gossin, that is her second. And a one-and-one opportunity coming for the defenders and Elise Marish. So Marish fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line. So Marish is fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line. And the free throw is up and good. Marish with 12 points. She's got team honors and is shooting for game honors here now. Alex Anton with 12 points as well for Martin Luther. So Marish trying to reestablish a 15-point lead for the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Marish makes them both. She's 3-for-6 from the free throw line tonight. North College leads 52-37, 4:10 remaining in regulation. With it on the left side is Hackbarth. Hackbarth now at the top of the key. Hackbarth passes it on the right elbow of the lane. Gives it up to Roth. Roth, kick-out pass, comes back over to Hackbarth. Hackbarth, pass through the lane, controlled by Brookice. Brookice up the floor with her left hand, kicks it outside. Sprock, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, right side, Marish. Marish with it on the wing. Underneath the Brookice, put it on the floor, and it's dribbled off of a player's foot. Now taken back by Brookice. Brookice with a steal, the lay-in, good. Kayla Brookice with 8 points, and the North College lead is back to 17 at 54-37. Stepping on the sideline, out of bounds, is Martin Luther. Italy North College basketball. Sarah Colpin stepped on the sideline out of bounds, and the North College defenders get the ball back. Well, it would appear North College would have this one in hand, up by 17 with 3:33 remaining. Let's see if North College can maintain possession, run some shot clock, get it down to about 3 minutes before they shoot. With the basketball, Skelhaus goes high post. Marish. Marish spins into the lane with the right hand over her left shoulder. Good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. So much for North College being patient on offense. Marish now with 15 points, and the defenders lead 56-37. Shot on the other end, no good. Short arm by Leonas. North College comes back the other way. Skelhaus with the basketball. She drives right side. Nothing there for Skelhaus. Skelhaus trying to pass it underneath. It's taken back by Nas. Nas will take it across half court. She goes left side. Anton into the baseline to Roth, and Roth travels with the basketball. Jessica Jelsma will check back into the contest. 2:50 remaining. North College 56, Martin Luther 37. North College limiting Martin Luther to 12 points here in the second half. Comes to Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke travels with it. Neither team can handle prosperity tonight. So many unforced turnovers. Martin Luther has the basketball in the backcourt. This is Gossin. Gossin setting the offense. Gossin looking. Goes right side to Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth with a basketball in between the circles. Hackbarth, left elbow, her shot rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma's fouled on the play by Leonas. Nas whistled for the personal, her third according to my count. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 2:28 left to play in the game. Robin Blunt will check into the contest. Checking out will be Dort College's Danelle Bone. So the free throw on the way is up and good by Brookeis. Brookeis with 9 points, shooting for double digits here. 2:28 remaining, 57-37. Dort College back up by 20. Free throw is up by Brookeis. No good. And the score remains 57-37. Brookeis with 9 points. Steal on the other end. Here comes Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Gives it up over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma has it jarred out of her hands. Out of bounds. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther to throw it in. Hannah Hackbarth will bring it up. Hackbarth to Gosson. Gosson on the left side, Anton. Anton gives it up, Hackbarth. Hackbarth, three, good. That's her third three tonight. Dort College leads 57-40. 2 minutes remaining in regulation. In the backcourt with the basketball is Newman. Newman goes middle of the floor, Marsh. Marsh to Blunt. Blunt down to the baseline, puts up the short jumper, good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 59-40. Brittany Gosson with the basketball on the left wing. She passes it off to Hackbarth. Hackbarth lobs it down low. Shot no good. Partially blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Dort College by 19. Defenders with it. Jelsma goes airborne. Flips it back out to Newman. Newman to Blount. Blount with the basketball. And Blount is fouled on the play by Martin Luther's Hannah Hackbarth. Robin Blount will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 59-40, Dort College by 19. And going to the free throw line will be Blount. Lexi Raddick checks in. Also checking in is Bethany Hulst for the defenders. 59-40, Dort College by 19. Free throw is up, off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Martin Luther. Coming back the other way is Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth goes right side, Engelbright. Engelbright, jumper, good. Rebecca Engelbright with another two. She's got 10. Dort College leads 59-42. 1 minute remaining in regulation. Newman tries to wrap it around, and she is called for traveling. Travel violation called on the defenders. .101 remaining. Martin Luther gets the basketball back after the turnover. Sarah Colpin will bring it up. Colpin to Gosson. Gosson setting the offense. She gives it away to Willems. Willems back over to Gosson. Gosson three, no good. Rebound controlled by Engelbright. Engelbright with the basketball. She picks up her dribble. Gosson, three-pointer, corner, no good. Rebound controlled by Martin Luther and Leah Nass. Nass back around to Engelbright. Engelbright fires it back out on the perimeter to Colpin. 22 to shoot. 32 on the game clock. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Engelbright. Loose. Picked up by Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma driving the lane. Puts it up with the left hand and gets it to go. And she's fouled. Willems commits the personal foul. Jelsma will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. So Jelsma will go to the free throw line. Right-handed free throw is up and good. Jessica Jelsma with 3 points, and the defender lead is 62-42, 18 seconds remaining. Pass left side. Colpin. Colpin on the left wing. Three-pointer is up. No good by Goss. Loose ball controlled by Raddick. Raddick back to Jelsma, and that's going to be the ball game. 62-42, our final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College wins 62-42 as they outscore Martin Luther 34-17 in the second half to take the 20-point victory after leading 28-25 at halftime. Dort College led almost from the outset. Martin Luther scored the first 2 points of the ballgame. Dort College scored the next seven and gradually built their lead up to as many as 15 at 22-7. Martin Luther was able to trim the lead down, though, by halftime, 28-25. Dort College opened with a free throw and a bucket in the second half to go up 32-25. Martin Luther never got closer than five the rest of the way. Dort College building up an 18-point lead at the midpoint of the second half at 48-30, and they coast in for the win 62-42. Dort College led unofficially by Elise Marish with 15 points, while the Martin Luther Knights were topped by Rebecca Engelbright and Alex Anton. Anton had 12 points unofficially. Engelbright credited with 10 unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another two-minute break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the point totals that I have. Still waiting on the official box score, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Jasmine Skelhaus with 11 points unofficially. Kayla Brookice with 9. Kara Van Dyke with 6. Brianna Spronk with 6. Danelle Bone with 9, 1 for Emily Newman. Jessica Gelsma with 3 points unofficially. Robin Blount with 2. For Martin Luther, 12 points for Alex Anton, 9 points for Hannah Hackbarth, 10 for Rebecca Engelbright, 1 for Brittany Gosson, 4 for Hannah Roth, 1 for Johanna Crass, and 4 for Sarah Willems. And as we close things down for the evening on the Wireless World postgame wrap, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College defenders get a victory of 62-42 this evening. And Coach, talk a little bit about that first half when he built up a 15-point lead, had a nice lead about the midpoint, a little bit past that, used some aggressive defense. Talk about what got you that lead of 15 points in the first half.
Yeah, Mike, I thought we came out with great energy and focus. And, you know, it was 24-7 or 24-9, one of those. At one point, we had done a really nice job, I thought, containing the dribble and not allowing them to hurt us with our when we were pressing them. And I thought also we moved the ball well and got good shots, you know, to build that lead. And then 24 seemed to be, I mean, we didn't score many points after that. It just seemed like we had a lull and we had a defensive lull and, I'm not sure what happened, but, you know, just we let them back into the game, and it's 28-25 at halftime, and give them credit. They scrapped and they fought, and they battled us all night long.
In the second half, you came out and you scored the first 3 points of the second half. They got a bucket to make it 32-27, and then you kind of got rolling. Got up by double digits, 40-27. It seemed like almost a replay of the first half when you were able to use some energy. As the Dort College defenders build up a 15-point lead, and you get that with the energy off of the bench really helping you in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I think in the first half we kind of challenged them at halftime to say, we think you need to provide more energy. And, you know, I'm not sure that they – I don't think our bench helped us as much as what it could in the first half. But the second half that was different, and, you know, we did. We went on a run again, and it was pretty nice to – you know, have a comfortable lead. But yet, you know, there's a lot of things I was pretty disappointed with tonight. You know, the turnovers, the rebounding, you know, I think are going to have to be better on Wednesday night.
What do you do then tomorrow to address those things?
You know, we're going to have to do certain drills where, you know, you just demand a lot of focus from them. And game or not Wednesday, you know, we have to have a great practice tomorrow to do that. We'll work against some of the things that Morningside does. But we just, we have plenty of work out of us, Mike.
Coach, I will let you go. I'm going to go through the numbers and have a good evening. Have a good practice tomorrow. And Morningside, a good ball club on the road on Wednesday night.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look then at those numbers for tonight's ballgame. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, we went through the unofficial scoring. Here's the official totals. Dort College, 22 of 59 from the floor, 37.3%, 8 of 22 on threes, 37.3%, 10 of 16 on free throws, 62.5%. Martin Luther, 15 of 56 from the floor, 26.8%, 5 for 14 on threes, 35.7%, 7 of 13 on free throws, 53.8%. Dort College out rebounds Martin Luther 46-41. Turnovers, Martin Luther 33, Dort College 28. Too many turnovers tonight for both teams. Dort College was led by Elise Marish with 15 points. She also had 3 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus, 11 points and a rebound to go along with an assist and a steal. Kara Van Dyke, 6 points. She had the first 6 points of the ballgame for Dort College. She also has 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 steals, and 1 blocked shot. 6 points for Brianna Spronk, 9 for Kayla Brookhuis to go along with 7 rebounds and 3 assists with 5 steals. Brianna Spronk, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. 9 points for Danelle Bone, 3 for Jessica Jelsma, 2 for Robin Blunt, and 1 for Emily Newman. For Martin Luther, topped by Alex Anton with 12 points, 11 for Rebecca Engelbright, 9 for Hannah Hackbarth, 4 for Hannah Roth, 4 for Sarah Willems, and 1 for Johanna Cross, and 1 for Brittany Gosson for their total of 42 points. Rebecca Engelbright leads Martin Luther with 9 rebounds. Leah Noss had 6, 5 each for Alex Anton and Hannah Hackbarth, that is. 3 assists for Alex Anton, and she also had 3 steals. Hannah Hackbarth had 3 steals as well. Martin Luther falls to 1-8.